Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back at it again, my friend. Today is March 19th, and my name is Peter Richardson, the owner and creator of Saving the Athlete Respectfully. Today, I'm talking about persistence, where you wake up, you don't feel like doing it, but you do it anyway. Hey, I'm interviewing my friend, Nathan Stone, Lubbock native, but he's now residing in Plano, Texas, ex-Texas Tech Red Raider.
You can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
Not only in life, but also in the game of football. He received a neck injury.
in his senior year in football and didn't let that stop him. I mean, I left Lubbock and came back, and we used to work out together, man. And not only that, he helped me on with my resume back in the day. You know, he was like, I remember something as simple as I couldn't get something to fit on my page. And this guy, hey, I won't never let nothing defeat me. And little did he know, that motivated me and kept me going. So with that being said, I thought I'd bring this brother onto my show and let everybody know what's up. So first of all, Nate, I'll let you introduce yourself, man. Hey, just let everybody know where you're from and what you're about.
Well, I appreciate you having me on today, Pete, man. That's definitely exciting, and I'm thankful for you allowed me to be on. Man, my name is Nathan Stone. I'm born and raised in the great city of Lubbock, Texas. Yeah, I said great city, Pete. I know you used to give me a hard time when I mentioned I was from Lubbock. You used to make fun of me, but I see it's where you reside at now. So you might be there for a while. I grew up right outside of Lubbock in a small community by the name of Acuff. Nobody knows where it's at. Got by Buffalo Springs Lake, Ransom Canyon. I'm sure you're familiar with that along with everybody else. But went to Roosevelt High School, man, born and raised in the area, Lubbock native. Always going to be a Lubbock native, never live it down.
That's what's up, man, that's what's up. Hey, so let me ask you this. What made you choose to walk on to Texas Tech? What made you want to be a Red Raider, man?
Man, it actually started when I was young. Even before I got to playing sports, you know, my dad was involved in coaching, had two older brothers that were involved in baseball, football, basketball. So, man, I've grown up around sports. And even at a young age, man, I came to love sports, and just by watching my dad and my brothers. And then once I got in sports, you know, I started seeing a little success, and then sports started growing on me. And then ultimately, man, my goal was, you know, all of a sudden to play collegiate sports. Didn't know where I wanted to play necessarily, but I know I wanted to play collegiate sports. That was my dream. My even bigger dream was to play in the NFL or, you know, MLB, somewhere in, you know, the pro aspect of sports. With that being said, man, I was just going along the way and playing sports, you know, junior high and high school, still not knowing, you know, what sport I wanted, you know, to pursue, playing baseball, football, basketball, anything that involved a ball, I was playing. But I think it was right after my sophomore year, at the end of the summers, our coaches started having some of the current football players come out during the summer and putting us through summer workouts. We'd have to wake up and be there at 5:30 every morning. We'd work out for, 2 hours. They put us through a tough workout, and I just enjoyed it. I loved the camaraderie of everything, the hard workouts, you know, how we had to push through. It was a challenge, and I always loved the challenge. Then is when, man, I decided I wanted to be a Red Raider. Talking to those guys, talking about, you know, being involved with Tech and what they did, and just the enjoyment of playing for Texas Tech. I mean, I grew up liking Tech, but not necessarily, you know, wasn't sold on going there. I just wanted to play Division I sports somewhere and then wanted to make it pro. But after a couple summers of hanging around with them, man, I was sold on Tech. I believe it was, you know, sometime after my sophomore summer, going into my junior year, there was another fellow, high school teammate that actually went on and walked on there at Tech too, and that was kind of motivation. I knew he had a lot of heart, will, desire, and so, man, that really motivated me, and I knew if he could do it, you know, if I, you know, possessed some of the same qualities he had, that the sky was the limit for me too. And whether I was to get a scholarship or not, you know, I didn't believe that, you know, I would be able to make it on the Tech football team. I think it was my junior year when I started getting letters from, you know, all other colleges, a few Division I colleges, but never actually got offered a scholarship as far as Division I. But a couple of teams offered me to walk on, had some scholarships, Division II, Division III, JUCO. Man, I was sold on on living out my dream, which is to play for Texas Tech. So then is when my journey began as far as walking on, started talking to the coaches, enrolled at Texas Tech, got accepted. The coaches told me to come out, wanted to, you know, let me be a preferred walk-on. And from there I said, you know, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. And then there, the journey began.
Yeah, and that's a, I know that's what the people want to hear, man. Like I said before, hey, the topic of this show is persistence, man. So let everybody know how persistent that you were. You know, just tell us briefly about your journey. And I mean the college experience, you know, socially, and but most importantly, academically. Most importantly, you know, I noticed that you stayed in the books. You know, I noticed that about you because being a walk-on and being a scholarship athlete, you know, you had different expectations of scholarship guys. You know, we had tutors and we had different things and whatnot. But as a walk-on, it was basically your own will. You know, you actually had to, because nobody actually made you sit down and do it. So that's what I want to hear right now, man. So let us know about your journey, collegiately, socially, and academically.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to touch on those briefly. Socially, man, I as far as fraternities and, you know, particular groups on campus, I wasn't necessarily, you know, involved in any of that stuff. But believe me, shoot, I had my fun, had my groups that I ran around with you and, you know, some of the other football players and people I was with in high school. And, of course, we went out and had our fun, you know, tried to live the college experience that everybody talks about. But, you know, we there were things that, you know, that are priority and things that we had to get done before we, you know, went out and did our social life, and there were other things that were more important. And as far as, like, academically, it was a good experience. I'm not going to lie. It was tough. You're spending 40 hours plus a week, you know, trying to juggle football and your academics. And that was tough. It took a toll on me sometimes, especially with me being in the major I was in. You know, they required 3.25 to get in, and then you had to, you know, maintain the 3.0, so you can never let your grade slip. So, you know, going into college, one of the things that I was always told was to go to class. Man, if you go to class, you're going to make good grades, or you're at least going to make it through. And so that's something
that's true.
And that's something that I took, you know, going into college. So I knew that I was going to have my fun along the way, but most importantly, I needed to go to class every day. And, you know, that tip was, man, I took it and ran with that. I believe my freshman year, or at least the first semester of my freshman year, I didn't miss one day of class. Straight A's, not a problem. Still having my fun, but I didn't miss a day of class. Granted, you know, after that, there was a few days, you know, I missed here and there, but there wasn't many. But that was a key thing, and I just knew that, you know, even playing sports, and then I was going to have fun doing that, and the social life was going to be fun. There was a lot of things that outside of that were more important, which was my academics. As many of you know, you never know when your sports career is going to end. For instance, you know, mine ended short, but I knew that, you know, with my, you know, diploma, with a degree, that was going to carry me on past sports. You never know when sports is going to, you know, go in things.
Hey, man, that's a true statement right there. You never know when your sports is going to win. I mean, you could be going into any game. You could be going into any game and doing a routine play or even doing warm-up and just go through an injury. But hey, but that being said, we're gonna go into a small break. I got my favorite song that's out right now. It's my favorite song that's out right now, and I really believe that it's appropriate. That if you stay persistent, no matter where you start at, you're gonna end up wherever you wanna be. Starting from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team. Yeah, I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Boys tell stories about the men. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here popping up without us. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a f*** about you. Just as a reminder to myself. I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. No, we don't feel that. F*** a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No, we don't feel that. F*** a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team. Yeah.
About the year, didn't know what it was, you know, what the year was going to bring, just excited about it, knew it was my senior year, I was going to graduate with my degree. To be honest with you, you know, I wanted to pursue, you know, the NFL, you know, career. You know, I didn't think it was very likely, but, you know, it was a dream I always wanted to live and wanted to pursue it, you know, so I was going to go through pro day and, you know, participate in all that, and so I was kind of looking to go through that. You know, at the end of the season, and fell short of that. The reason being, I believe it was my fifth game of my senior year, running down on kickoff, man. I got pushed in the back and ended up, you know, making a tackle with my head down, and I had a neck injury, and it ended my career. And that goes back to, you know, when I said earlier that you never know when your career is going to end. With that being said, that's why your academics are so important. You know, I'm a prime example of it. You know what I mean, Pete? And
sure.
And so, you know, with that being said, after that injury, I was thankful, you know, for one, to still be walking and talking, but then again, I was also thankful that I had took my academics seriously, that I was still graduating on time, was going to get a degree, and that I had more opportunity outside the sports realm of things. But with that, you know, I didn't honestly know what I wanted to do as far as my career. I wasn't sure if I wanted to, you know, utilize my undergrad, which was an energy commerce degree. You know, I love sports, so Coach Leach, you know, gave me the opportunity to be a GA there. That didn't end up working out, but I started working on my master's and thought I was going to, you know, be involved with sports and maybe do some type of, you know, training or, you know, weightlift training or possibly be a coach at the collegiate level. With that being said, I ended up falling back on my undergrad and pursuing a job in the oil and gas industry. But it was all due to you know, me taking my academics seriously and not knowing, you know, what the future brought to me. But because I did that, you know, it brought good things.
I know that's right, man. Hey, so what would you tell somebody who was just like you growing up? You know, what would you tell that average 17 or 18-year-old kid right now that's going into college? What would you tell them right now, man?
You know, to be honest with you, Pete, man, there's a lot of things I'd tell them. First and foremost, you know, that's an opportunity that not every kid gets to have. So make sure you go in there and you take full advantage of that opportunity that you were given. You know, for somebody to, you know, maybe going to play sports at the collegiate level, they need to take full advantage of the talent, the God-given talent that they have. They need to go out every day, you know, and practice, you know, and practice hard. Don't take any plays off, you know, and take full advantage of their opportunities. That's important because you don't, you know, make it to where you don't ever look back and say, you know, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have went harder this play. I wish I would have gave more effort in the classroom. I wish I would have studied harder. That's something you don't want to look back and wish.
That's right.
Man, but when you know what I mean. But with that being said, should you just go in there and, you know, and realize that academics is, you know, first and foremost, the most important thing. You're going to have your fun. That's going to come. That's just going to come with the college experience naturally. And, you know, there's going to be times that you make mistakes. It's just going to happen, you know, but make sure you minimize those mistakes. You learn from those mistakes. You know, when you're down, stand back up. Don't let anything keep you down. Keep moving forward. Have a goal.
Yeah.
Have a goal set. You know, whatever that goal is, make sure that you have your individual small goals that's going to get you to reach that big goal. Make sure you have that. Make sure you have something, you know, in front of you that you're reaching for at all times. Because it will pay off. And the quote
that you know what they say, if you don't grind, you don't shine, right?
Man, you're so right. You gotta. I wake up every morning and tell myself that, man, you gotta rise and shine and grind so you can make it. That's it. So,
I know that's right, man. One thing. Yo, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? 5 years from now, well, what's in store for Nathan Stone?
Oh man, Pete. Man, that's a good question right there. I don't know, you know, right now I'm in the oil and gas business, got a good job, loving what I do, wake up every morning excited to go to work. But to be honest with you, man, you know, my whole life, we sit down and have plenty of talks. We both kind of got the entrepreneurial mindset, you know, but, and that's going to come along the way. So in 5 years, you know, I potentially may still be with the company where I'm at, I mean, with the company here in Plano, working for an oil and gas company, but I do foresee myself being somewhere towards the top. And if not there yet, I'll be on my way there. And along with that, you know, I plan on having my other businesses. And that stuff, you know, that goes back again to things you learn in school, man. There are some things that in school that you may not use, but you don't know what you're going to use. So that's when you need to take in all the knowledge you can while you're in school. Because if anybody, for instance, like myself, that wants to go out and grow a business, some of that stuff comes into effect. Some of that stuff that you're going to use, you need some of that knowledge. And so, yeah, I plan on continuing the oil and gas business as well as getting out and, you know, having my other businesses on the side. And as far as my career, that's my expectations, you know, in the next 5 years.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. Hey, I already know that you're gonna be somewhere near the top, if not at the top. And I already know anything you put your mind to, you can do it. You know, there's a saying out there. This is what I tell myself. I was blind to it till the day I put my mind to it. You feel me? But hey, man, I just want to commend you, Nathan Stone, you know, for taking time out your busy day, you know, to come and be on my show, to enlighten the people and tell the people about your story. I know the people from Lubbock, you know, enjoyed it and everything, man. And I just want to say thanks once again. You hear me? So I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. This is the conclusion of my show. I'm gonna go ahead and let you go, man. I know you got a busy work day tomorrow, man. So I just want to say, hey, may God bless you, Nathan Stone, and appreciate you, my brother.
Man, I sure appreciate
you. Got any last words you want to say?
Man, I appreciate you having me on your show, man, and best of luck with everything, man. It's been a great time. And remember, everybody, if there's a will, there's a way. Put your mind to it and go do it. That's it. Make it happen.
That's it right there. You heard it from yourself. All right, man, you have yourself a good night, Nate.
All right, appreciate you. Same to everybody else.
Cool. All righty, man. I hope you guys enjoy my friend Nate, man. Hey, that's a cool cat, but most importantly, man, he got a good heart, a big heart. Hey, so I want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in today. It's been my pleasure. It's been a long day for your boy Peter Richardson today. But you know what? Like Nathan said, if there's a will, there's a way. So I'm going to leave everybody with my theme song, Nicki Minaj featuring Rihanna. You can catch me next week here. Same short time, same short day, which is Tuesday. So don't forget, you can follow me at Short Every Day. That's on Twitter, or you can email me. If your parents out there, if you're worried about your 17 or 18 year old kid, if you don't know the particular steps to help them get into college, feel free to send me an email, soareveryday@gmail.com. And if you're in the Lubbock area, please come out to my men's conference, which is March 30th on 34th and Avenue A. It's called the Room of Champions. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. You want to know how I think? You want to know what it takes to succeed? Tell me, you do not want to miss it. And plus, I'm launching my food business. Your boy can grill, just to give y'all a thrill. But hey, here goes Nicki Minaj. I hope you guys enjoyed my show. You guys have a great night. See you next week.
I came to win. To conquer, to fight, I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to fly.
Thank you.
Get ready for it. I can't do it.